The next coach in the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers are 3-1 overall and open Big Ten play on Saturday at Michigan, a 3:30 contest to appear on ABC. And in conference news, quarterback Chris Streveler was named the Big Ten Co-Freshman of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Like I think everybody in the Big Ten at this time is in preparation for, you know, our next game, and certainly it's a Big Ten game. So, you know, very important, and, we go to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and we have our work cut out for us, and right now we've been in hard preparation since our game ended, and working through that and looking forward to going out and preparing this afternoon. So with that, you know, any questions?
All right, let's go to questions from the media.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Austin Ward with ESPN.com.
Hey, Jerry, when you see a guy like Streveler go out and perform, you know, so well in his first start, does that do anything to change the way you view your quarterback depth chart, even if Mitch is completely healthy?
No, it doesn't change anything, and it's a great situation for us to be in, and certainly through the things that we've been through as a quarterback situation since we've been in Minnesota with the injuries, and it was just actually a reversal last year with our other young man that played quarterback, and Mitch came in and did a great job for us. But, first of all, we got to get Mitch healthy, and, right now that's not the case. So Chris has done a great job, and I'm sure he'll have a strong preparation for this week, and we'll go from there.
Do you guys have a better idea how long Mitch could be out or when you might get him back?
I have no idea at this point in time.
Thanks, Jerry.
Your next question comes from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Radio.
Coach Kill, why is it so difficult for teams to go into the Big House playing in Michigan? What's the biggest problem?
Well, I think, you look at the University of Michigan, and not very many people are going to go in and play at a place that, that seats over 100,000, the mystique at the University of Michigan, the tradition they've had, all that plays a part in it. And you go in there, and there's a mindset when you play at the University of Michigan and the University of Michigan when you play them. And I think it's a deal when you have that strong traditions for years after years after years, it's not easy to go in there and play. And, I think your kids, you have to prepare them. And they know a lot about it anyway, so you have to prepare them that, hey, you can go in there and win, but that's easier said than done.
What did you see on film for Michigan? I know they've been struggling with the offense sometimes, the last couple of games. What did you see?
Well, to me, they got one of the better defenses in the country, and they've certainly proven that from a statistics standpoint. Coach Madison's done a great job for years. And then offensively, don't let people fool yourself. They've got plenty of athletes, and with Funches on the edge and Gardner and so forth. And, I played them the last 3 years I've been here. So we're going to get the same type of Michigan team you always get. And, that's our preparation right now because they've got a lot of weapons you have to stop.
Well, good luck and have a safe trip to Ann Arbor.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Rachel Lindsay with the Toledo Blade.
Jerry, Michigan hasn't announced the starting quarterback for Saturday yet. And when you prepare through the course of the week for this team, what do you do, when there's the possibility of facing one or the other quarterback?
I always said you can't prepare for ghosts, and right now Devin Gardner's been their quarterback, and we know what an explosive athlete he is, and that's who we have to prepare for. And I know that there's been conversation about that, and I know if he didn't play quarterback, he's going to play wide receiver. He's going to get touches, and so you got to prepare for him like you always have offensively. You just can't change in 1 week, and they're not going to change. They're going to work on their execution, and they may move Gardner around. They may play both, but we just got to prepare for what we see, and if we need to make adjustments, as the game goes and we see somebody different, we will. But again, you can't prepare for ghosts.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, kind of an obvious question, but can you still can you beat Big Ten teams completing so few passes? Obviously, you only had one on Saturday.
No, you know, we got to, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you got to take what the defense gives us, and you know, we're in a situation last week. But, no, I mean, you got to be able to – we're not going to be able to go compete against a Big Ten school and complete one pass. But last year we played San Jose State. I think we threw it 7 times on Saturday. I think we threw it 10, 11 times against them last year. So we understand that. And you know, what there's – or, you know, there's no way you can do that, and we understand that.
All right, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppin from MidtownBadgers.com.
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering, is there a little bit of a different feel for this particular rivalry game and such, with it being a cross-divisional game now versus, you know, playing in the same division last year?
You know, it's the same to me. There's such a rich tradition, and playing for the Little Brown Jug, and all the things that go into playing the University of Michigan. So, to me, you know, the Big Ten's the Big Ten. You got to, the games that are on that schedule, you better win. And you know, we play two powerhouses without a doubt. And this is the first one on the agenda, so it doesn't change any feel or anything for the game or the great tradition that it represents in college football.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one. Your final question comes from the line of Austin Ward, ESPN.com.
Hey, Jerry, one more question about your quarterback situation. When you have Chris in there, does it change much of what you guys can do offensively?
No, they're both very similar quarterbacks, and there's not a lot, you know, we changed for either one. We, you know, we needed to get some confidence up front, and, you know, because we lost a couple kids, injuries, all those kind of things, through, you know, since the season last year and building continuity. And so, you know, we did what we needed to do on Saturday and, you know, in the run game and et cetera, but it's not going to, you know, they're very similar quarterbacks, so it doesn't change a lot of things.
Great. Thanks.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.